Vista. This is a bonus episode. I am Ben, and I'm here at the 2025 Bunta Vista Strategy Summit.
Yes.
2024 was a big year for us, but, well, it could have been bigger. This year we'll be implementing a number of strategies to streamline onboarding, increase our retention and conversion rates, and optimize marketability. With me, spearheading the plans to ditch the fictional scenarios from the intro altogether, it's Theo. Hi, Theo.
Hey, how you going?
Hey.
So, looked at the numbers.
Yes.
I don't know if you've got the reports in SAP. If not, I can get you access to that dashboard.
The stuff that comes out of trees.
I think they're in Confluence at the moment, Theo. I think they're in Confluence.
Now that's
the
just
joining
good
of two
gear.
Bodies of water.
And basically, these intros, they take up like 10% of the show. They alienate new listeners.
Yes.
We have to do them, which is way harder than reading from like a news article and just riffing on it.
Yeah. Yes.
10 is generous also.
Depending on the intro.
The opposite of generous.
And basically, what if we cut it? What if we stopped doing them?
Yeah. We don't like doing them. Like thinking of them.
Yeah.
Because it's
hard.
It's hard
work. Like it's work you have to do before the podcast.
Yeah.
That's cutting into our hourly rate.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. We don't factor that into our maths. Thinking time is not part of it.
Thinking time. You should be getting paid to think about your job.
Yes. I've got a proposal for this actually. What if we cut the intro at the start of the show? We save ourselves 10 minutes, right?
Yep.
And then we introduce 10 minutes of transcendental meditation at the end of the show to wrap it up, right?
Yeah.
We give people a little prompt, a little mantra. Mm-hmm. That's 10 minutes of silence for us.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What if we
cut
it down to 30
minutes? Ben can edit that
10
minutes of silence in post. You just go into Audacity, you go up to the little thing and you say, insert, silence.
Yeah.
It'll tell you
how long.
What
if we cut it down to a neat half hour like the Down Round Boys?
Oh, yeah.
And then 10 minutes of transcendental meditation. That's 20 minutes of content.
Unpaid intern. Unpaid intern writing.
Unpaid
intros. Unpaid
interns. 20 unpaid interns. The Bunta Vista
costs
scholarship
us the same.
For podcasting
Bunta
excellence.
Crew. The Bunta crew.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bunta street crew.
And we thank them in a way at the end of the episode that makes it sound like it's a really fun thing to be a part of.
Yeah.
And then no one starts asking questions like, how much money are you making from their labor and how much money are they getting? They go, wow, I wish I was part of the Bunta crew. And you can be.
We get Patreon to stop displaying how much money we make and
we
then
hide
hire
that.
The Bunta crew. Yeah.
Yes. Right. A little too much transparency for my taste. Also with me, working on the plan to maximize how much people feel like we're talking specifically to them and no one else, it's Lucy. Hi, Lucy.
Hi. Hey. It's funny that you're addressing me rather than the listener.
You
should be addressing at you.
Mm. You.
Who should be addressed at all times.
Yes. Yeah. It's just you. It's just you and us. There's just four of us all leaning into your ears.
You
we
might
real
think
breathy.
This relationship is parasocial, but to us, it's actually real.
Yes, yeah. It's social.
It's just you and us, Nathan.
Yeah.
Jeff, Craig. There's probably some female listeners.
Jeffron.
I've been working on this one too. Two words for you guys. AI.
Yes.
Yes. We put together a new platform by which you sign up. And you say, my name is Jeffrey Beaumont.
Imagine if that
get a hit. Jeffrey Beaumont.
You put it in there. And then, you know, we just have a fancy new algorithm just go through and replace all the instances of us speaking to the audience.
With your name.
With a specialized, customized podcast stream where we do actually talk to you, the specific listener. In every episode.
Yes. The sweetest word that can fall upon anyone's ears is their own name.
Mm.
Jeffrey Beaumont.
Jeffrey Beaumont. Sorry, I just watched Blue Velvet. I think that was Kyle MacLachlan's character's name in that.
Also, this podcast Jeffrey now Beaumont? Generates 900 tons of CO2 per episode. Yeah.
All we need... Okay, this is actually...
But we are buying offsets.
I planted a tree. I reckon we pump in transcripts of every single episode. We then get it to give us a roughly 60-minute script for a podcast episode based on articles using search criteria that we've come up with. We give a seven-day search criteria so that it's topical. We then put it into one of those things that makes a voice print
now
of each of us.
And yeah. We keep telling it more irreverent, more silly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can
you kind of put, can
get
you just
really
slide
close
in,
to saying the word.
Can you fade in like 20% of Obama into mine, please? If we can.
We've been A-B testing Obama-ized Theo, and people are loving it.
5% more Obama every week.
Yeah. Let me be clear. My pussy stinky. Also, this is pretty much the idea that was thrown out by the guy that just joined the Discord.
I don't know if we have to litigate like
and then I called him a cunt.
Discord beefs on the podcast.
That's
I don't
a
know
bonus.
If that's
it's a bonus. It's fine.
It's between us and 3,000 people.
It is a great time to reiterate as part of the position of the podcast that any and all ideas generated on the Bunta Vista Discord are the legal property of Bunta Vista.
Oh, yes. Yeah. 100%. We're taking them. Yeah.
It goes without saying, but we're also legally saying it.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, I might just try and downplay them so I can keep them for myself as well.
Yes.
Ideally, well, like,
don't
if,
want to give
if
away
a,
my cards.
If a Bunta Vista host says to you on the Discord, yeah, not really much there. I don't think that's an idea worth taking forward. Your idea has been claimed.
Yes. That's ours now.
Yep.
Anything that happens in there? That's ours now.
We will be workshopping that into a better idea or the same idea with our name on it.
It's not really workshopping in that sense.
Find and replace, but we could get AI to do that for us. That's another improvement right there. We'll streamline
it. Get AI in the Discord. It can be the mod.
Yeah.
We can moderate those arguments.
What about replace the listeners with AI agents in the Discord?
Yes. All AI comments in the Discord.
30%
great show,
more complimentary.
Guys.
30% more complimentary.
You were right. Oh, I looked up that thing that you said and it was correct.
Yes.
Great pronunciation. Yeah. Front to back.
Amontillado. You said it.
Your hair was looking great that day, you know?
Arbiento. That's it. Lastly, in charge of changing all of our episode titles to the format of a question asked in an annoying YouTube thumbnail, it's Andrew. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, what's up?
World's weirdest Polish guy?
Yep.
Yep.
Polish theme played twice?
That'd get people on board. They'd go, no, they can't have done it. They did.
They did.
That's 6
I
minutes.
I listened. Here's here's the timestamp.
Yeah. Whiter Obama? Question mark.
Obamaized Theo?
Obamaized Theo. That's gonna be like what? Like a 70% white guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't. Yeah. I mean,
We're watering it down more. That's all I'm saying.
Not get whiteness percentages going.
White boy podcasts perfectly while playing bad game of Balatro.
Australian race viewed. Science? Question mark.
Hey, that sounds like some stuff we shouldn't chat about. But sometimes there is some stuff we should chat about. And we chat about that stuff on Stuff We Should Chat About.
Let's give them something to chat about, you know?
That's pretty
good. That's good. We should use that one.
Okay.
So this is a segment where we chat about stuff that has occurred to me. Yeah, you guys ever notice that it's like sometimes you'll walk past people and they're on the phone or they're having a conversation with someone.
Uh-huh.
They always sound really fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Like when you catch the tail end of a conversation or the middle part and they're talking about like their work or they're trying to organize something and you just kind of realize like how stupid their life is just from hearing that.
I mean, I'm trying to see
how facile
all their
thoughts and feelings are.
Yeah, like they're like, oh, God, no, we need to get this done by Thursday. And I'm thinking, calm down. Yeah, who cares? Right. Like, it probably doesn't matter.
What if you let it roll through Friday, you take the weekend to sleep on it, and you come back fresh on Monday?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Is anyone going to die? No. Yeah.
Well, Monday's actually Australia Day, so we'll keep going to...
Yeah, it's 3-day weekend. Perfect.
Roll on through.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I don't know if you guys would notice this as well. I've come up with like two theories for it. One is that if you remove yourself from the sort of like the narrow lens of your own life, all of your problems and stuff become kind of, you're just like, this is quite silly. Oh. We're here on this earth to enjoy ourselves, and taking that sort of stuff serious is kind of stupid. You should be more silly with it.
Like if someone was looking at me going like, he's just lying on the ground moaning, I deserve treats instead of doing the dishes.
Yeah.
Like they might see my problems as like not real problems.
They'd probably be like, hey, you should probably sort of rise above that because this life is finite and you should just be treasuring every moment instead of rolling on the ground.
Yes.
So that's one theory, that sure. is that everyone's, the stuff they care about is stupid, because that's kind of like something we've imposed this sort of stress on ourselves based on really
construct.
Nothing. Yes. Now, the other theory is that everyone else in the world is very stupid and our stuff is important.
I was going to say that.
Okay, good. Because that's what I landed on. I think it's that one. Like if someone overheard me on a phone call talking about work stuff and I'm like, oh, yeah, just give me two kegs of that. They'd be like, fuck, that guy's really cool.
Yeah, he's really good at ordering beer.
But then
which my job involves ordering kegs of beer, they'd say.
Yeah. Everyone else has been like, oh, these reports weren't filed on time. Shut up.
Actually, Ben, now that I think of it, your problems do sound pretty stupid. The why don't you just go on like a website, like Dan Murphy's or something? Like you could hit the plus button to get like four kegs of maybe like Iron Jack or something. Like it seems like you're just making a lot more work for yourself. That's by trying to find like six different kinds of pale ale that no one's ever heard.
Because I'm never on the phone because I'm doing it online.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, unless someone was like looking over your shoulder.
Reading my
text. On the bus. Yeah.
Ben, have you guys,
which is also fun to do.
Have you thought about like saving some money down at the
old
bar?
Old ladies, because their text is so big.
They're really asking for it. They're asking to have them read.
Yeah, they're asking for it.
Look at me. Look at my big words.
Yeah, if you have your phone out on the plane, like I'm looking at your shit.
Yeah.
If you're like several seats ahead of me, if you're, I know you're scrolling through your camera roll and I'm looking at all of it.
Oh my God, I'm looking. Especially on a plane because you've kind of got like a, they work kind of like castle fortifications where you've got a narrow gap to look through.
Oh, like a crenulation.
Yeah, they can't really see you as easily as you can see them. Because I'm peeping your shit.
I'm peeping all your shit. I'm reading your texts. I'm like, oh, who's he texting? That's funny. Is that his girlfriend?
Why are you scrolling through your own selfies? Did you forget what you looked like?
Yeah, you were just on holiday. You're looking at the selfies you took on your holiday like a day ago.
There's a front-facing camera on your phone. You can look at yourself right now. You don't have to look at a memory from the past.
Oh, that'd be such a good thing to peep. Someone opening their camera, hitting the little button to switch it to front-facing. They're going, ah!
Yeah,
go stop picking their phone.
Right. Got a beard. Yeah,
that's me. Say moi.
Ah, there he is.
I know everyone's looking at my phone on the plane because I'm playing Subway Surfer. It's the only time in my life I'm playing a game on my phone is when the plane's on there and I got nothing else to do. It's Subway Surfer time.
They've got one eye on your Subway Surfer and one eye on Transformers Rise of the whatever-a-cons.
Maybe you'll get lucky and you'll get one of those planes that has Fallout 1 on the like game screen in front of you.
What do you mean
Is this a bit?
No, this is all on a I think it was when
the plane?
Yeah.
Episode title.
when we went to Thailand. On the thing, and like, of course, because it's got like that little like car phone kind of remote thing, and you have to play it like that. And also, it's a game that takes like 60 hours to beat or something.
Well, usually it's like a game of like a Tetris knockoff, but it takes like 20 seconds to refresh the game state so the pieces move down really slowly.
Yeah, there's really bad chess.
This was Fallout playing on a.
What?
On a screen.
This cannot be true. I'm convinced this is something you've made hallucinated.
Too many anti-anxiety meds before you got on the plane.
You had a Finnegan on the plane.
And you dreamed.
It's driven me nuts since to be like, why would they put Fallout 1, the isometric RPG, on a plane screen?
Stewardess, could you ask the man behind me to stop clawing at the back of my seat and saying he's doing vats to me?
What are you talking? Okay, I found a Reddit post. So you can play Fallout 1 on planes now?
Episode title. I got one from the website Digital Spy. Fallout Worms and more playable on Singapore Airlines flights.
Now, Worms, that's a plane game. That makes sense. Yeah.
That's a great plane game. Imagine if you could randomly play Worms with other passengers.
Oh, that'd be great.
You'd be like, I concrete donkeyed you, 8C, idiot.
Moron, 8C. Fucking idiot back there. You should see how dumb he looks in all his selfies.
Thinks he's in business class, but he's not.
That hat doesn't suit you.
That was stuff we should chat about. Hey, if you have stuff that you would like to chat with us about that, you can do that via the Bunta Vista hotline. It's time for the Bunta Vista hotline. 1-800-317-515. That's the Bunta Vista hotline. 1-800-317-515. That's the Bunta Vista hotline. You can send us an email. Mailbag at buntavista.com. Maybe DM us on Twitter. You could even message Facebook, but we don't really check the Facebook, yeah. 800-317-515, that's the Bunta Vista hotline. 1-800-317-515, that's the Bunta Vista hotline. This comes to us from listener Graham. Graham writes, "Hello, Bunta Vista. The title of your most recent bonus episode, My Car Lives in the Swale, reminded me of an older bonus ep bearing all kinds of secrets in the Iowa cornfields.
My car lives in the swale?"
That was from August 2023. I think that might be one of my favorite episodes of all time. I think that's in my top five, maybe. Mm-hmm. You guys remember that story, the man who lost his wallet because it fell out of his bib overalls into a lake, and then a kid found it, and then he adopted him as his grandson, metaphorically.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah, beautiful story. In this episode, you cover the story of an Idaho fisherman who found a car crashed into a river that had been lost a year prior by drunk drivers. Now, I don't know if you guys remember the specifics of this, but a guy in Idaho crashed his car into a river. We already discussed that part. While he was hammered drunk, he then walked
home.
Best
place to crash it, you know. You're not hurting nobody.
Well, I mean, the fact that he survived, honestly, like a small miracle. But he walked home, like swam out of the car, walked home, went to bed, woke up in the morning, and the way it was phrased in the story was that him and his wife just realized their car was missing.
Yes.
But didn't know what had happened to it.
Yeah, and I seem to remember joking about the guy going, the car's gone.
Somebody took the car, yeah.
Yeah, oh, you're right, babe. The car's not there. That's weird.
Yeah, picking a fish out of his pocket.
That's strange.
Fish comes out of his pocket with the car keys in its mouth.
We intimated that he was lying because I think that's the most, like, real life explanation for what happened, other than him being so drunk that he couldn't remember that he swam out of a lake the night before. But anyway, yes, so that was the story we talked about. As you can infer from my email address, I have ties to Idaho.
Read it out. Read it out. Identifying details. Let's go.
GrahamIdaho@hotmail.com.
Graham has a Boise State University email address.
Oh, I see.
He's educated. Okay. It wouldn't be Boise State, would it? That doesn't make any sense. Whatever the fuck that is. Against my better judgment, I currently live and work here. Please don't research our politics. Smiley face.
Deal.
Anyway, as I listened to that episode, I had to rewind when you mentioned the fisherman Ben Nye's name. I thought it sounded familiar. Once I heard the name again, I looked up the source story. The name was familiar because I'm actually friends with Ben.
Oh, my God.
It's so weird.
This is the fisherman who found the car, is Ben Nye. Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not the guy that crashed the car.
Yeah.
Granted, maybe we aren't that close if I didn't already know about the DUI car japes, but he does love his crawfish.
Hey.
I know Ben through the mobile game Ingress, which has led us both to do crazy shit. Now, you guys know what Ingress is?
No, I don't.
So Ingress, I might have this half wrong maybe, but I believe it was the game that its data underpinned Pokemon Go, because it was essentially the same thing. Like, there was stuff you could interact with that was, like, tied to real-world geographic locations. So people would, like, go to specific places to do shit in Ingress. And then Niantic, or whatever it was called, took that and then had the Pokemon branding, and then for like
and the rest
weeks,
is history.
It was we all saw that Pokemon Go news recently, right?
No,
with the parent company of Pokemon Go announced the launch of some like mapping app of theirs, where they were like, "Hey, very helpfully, millions of people have mapped all of these regions for us in incredible detail because that was the point of Pokemon Go."
Awesome.
Was to just, yeah, they were like, "Oh, we need this area mapped. Put a fucking Charizard there."
That's pretty funny, actually.
Great system.
Scoop that data up.
Yeah.
No good.
It's not child labor if they're not getting paid.
Ben Nye has done multiple trips to the world famous Dick Shooter, Idaho. It takes all day to go to Dick Shooter, and according to Ben, you have to get permission to cross private property.
Not the way I do it.
Rednecks in the area. I was invited on this trip, but I declined. They spent about 16 hours out there doing Jeep stuff and did not get to Dick Shooter. Sad face.
Can't believe you declined the trip to Dick Shooter.
Yeah.
Almost all the way to Dick Shooter.
That's got to be frustrating if you spend all day doing Jeep stuff and you don't get your Dick Shooter.
Well, I actually interpreted that slightly differently, is that they got distracted by the sheer love of doing Jeep stuff.
Yeah.
And didn't even, you know, they went, you know what's important?
Yeah.
The journey. The Jeep.
And some
the
people like
Dick
it.
Dick Shooter is more important than the Dick Shooter itself.
Some people prefer it if you do Jeep stuff all day and you don't Dick Shoot at the end of it.
Maybe the dicks we shot were the friends we made along the way.
Yep, all true. Hopefully when it's warmer, I can get out to Dick Shooter with Ben. I hope you can too. If you choose to read this on the show, I'll make sure he hears. You're going to have to put an earbud into his ear because this is a bonus episode. I know a good, like, salt of the earth man like Ben Nye is not signing
and
up
then
for a podcast
ben
Patreon.
Ben owes us $5 if you do that. If you hand over your earbud, yeah. Ben owes us $5.
Yeah. If you guys are listening to this on, say, like a UE boom out the back having a beer, you owe us $5.
You are now the tithe officer. Start collecting.
You are our tax collector.
Hell, you guys already did the Yazoo City billboard, huge notch in your collective belt, so maybe you'd consider an Idaho trip for exclusive coverage. Possible locations. Boise. His rationale for that is, I could introduce you to the guy who handles the hash browns contract for McDonald's.
Okay.
That's a pretty big deal.
Look, he's doing
writing this off on our taxes.
Great job.
We go to Nampa. To interview Ben / eat some crawfish.
Okay.
I'm allergic.
I'm on board.
Bit insensitive.
I'll eat yours, might be allergic. Yeah. Don't fully understand what crawfish are. I'm allergic to some things that look a lot like them, though.
Crawfish
is
lobster.
It's just crayfish.
Yeah. Yeah. Is crayfish just...
I think crayfish is crawfish.
And if I understand correctly, a crayfish is a yabby.
Yeah. Yabbies are a kind of bug, I believe.
No, but yabbies are littler, right? Yabbies are like... Yabbies you are know, small. I'm making like the... They're like...
Oh, you're thinking
long.
Of crawdads.
Is that not a... Okay.
Dick Shooter? No okay. rationale given for that. I guess it is pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Sun Valley? Again. Paul? Yeah, that one was a hyperlink to the Wikipedia page for Paul, Idaho.
It's not a guy.
Paul, Idaho.
Yeah, not it's that, Duncan,
the
Idaho's
guy
brother.
Guy from June. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you reckon there's... How many Pauls you reckon live in Idaho? In Paul. How many Pauls do you think live in Paul?
Yeah,
how many Pauls are in
Paul?
This is an interview question. Yeah.
Save it for the Boise trip.
Because
I've
they
been
can't fall
June
down
a
the
lot
manhole.
In my dreams.
Yeah. Any Pauls in the house? We'll say.
You've been seeing June a lot in your dreams?
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes
planet,
when someone asks you a question that has a yes or no answer, it's still a prompt for you to talk more about it.
Yeah.
Oh, that explains a lot.
And it's often expected while someone is talking to you that you give them eye contact.
Dick Shooter was named for Dick Shooter, a pioneer settler.
Yeah.
You guys
yes.
Yeah. He also shot a lot of people in the cock.
Yeah.
He's RoboCop. And
he's RoboCop.
Yeah. Oh, I got the RoboCop game, that Rogue City game.
Oh, any good?
It's on sale for $20. I would describe it as charmingly old school. And I can confirm that you get a PlayStation trophy when you shoot a guy in the dick.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
And they go,
now that's
oh,
gaming.
My dick!
You guys seen that? Is that Funny Farm, Fatal Farm? What's
the one that's the... just nothing but dick shots?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's good stuff. All the dicks falling out on the ground.
Great stuff. It's wonderful prosthetic work.
Is the guy that gets shot in the dick someone who later went on to become famous, or someone else in that scene is like a...
I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think it's like Einstein. A Jeff Goldblum in Death Wish kind of scenario.
RoboCop dick shot victim. Yeah, no, this is pointless. I might put this in post if I can figure out what the fuck I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. He also recommends Craters of the Moon, which I believe is a very cool...
Oh, that's in Idaho?
National state. That's right. They decided it would be easier if they just put the moon in Idaho.
Yeah. It's sort of like a big border kind of goes around and then up a bit.
Maybe he's just suggesting the moon to us, like as a destination.
Yeah.
Like just a little trip for us.
Love to go there.
Yeah.
Idaho
Falls. If
you've
got a hookup for going to the moon.
If you know a guy.
Yeah, let us know.
Idaho Falls. Now, this doesn't sound particularly exciting at the outset, but his rationale is that this is where that butcher was erected for not processing his meat, which is from the episode that I believe was called... I'm having sex with your wife, plus I didn't process this deer.
Yeah.
You said that butcher was erected, by the way. I just want you to know.
Yeah, you said that butcher was erected. Something on your mind, buddy?
Jesus Christ. I have about
Dick Shooter Idaho has got you all jazzed up.
I have a disorder of some kind that impacts
started
my
thinking
words
about
and
meat
the things
and
I
it
do.
Was all over.
Erected. Interesting.
We've covered some Idaho stories, huh?
We sure do.
It's really beautiful when you like lay it all out like this.
We have truly turned into the local Idaho news for a small, select set of people.
Yeah.
Now, I've been trying to picture Idaho in my head, and I've been picturing Ohio the whole time.
You're so bad at this. You're the fucking worst at this. You've been doing a podcast for 7 years that talks almost like exclusively about America and your conception of the American states.
Yeah. And honestly, I spend a good 30% of the time when you're talking about like US regional news, like zooming in and out of the place in Google Maps.
Idaho's the one
None
that
of
looks like
it's
been sat
in.
On. It looks like it started as a good old-fashioned rectangular state, and then someone went, oop, just going to park my keister over here.
Oh, don't sit on me.
Yeah. Who sat on Idaho?
That'd probably go off if you're doing stand-up in Idaho.
Yeah. Y'all notice it looks like we got sat on. That's my Idaho accent.
Craters of the Moon National Monument and Preserve.
Yes. It's like Jeb?
In Idaho.
Blackfoot. That is in Idaho. They have a potato museum. That does sound like some us shit. And, of course, nice. Rexburg, which is the home of the Homestead Assisted Living Facility.
Of course.
Yeah. Love to go there one day. Would love to eat whatever his name is, that little boy.
Let's go to Idaho. There.
We should.
What is his name? It's going to kill me now. I can't
What's
remember.
Our guy?
Blake.
What's
Blake.
Blake. Blake. Blake.
Love to suck Blake off.
Yes, Blake, thank you for all of your hard work.
We're here.
You've been sucked off by a whole podcast.
Goodwill from
We're here
beyond
to suck
the seas.
You, off. You can take your pick. We'll parade in front of him.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's a one at a time situation. It would suck to not get picked by Blake. Plus, I'm pretty sure he's gay, Lucy. You're out.
Yeah, I know. I'm out. That's why I suggested it.
Yeah, you'd be real coquettish. Ooh, maybe you'll
Any
pick
one
me.
Of us could suck you up.
I might do it if you like. Googling Gentleman's fun things
choice.
To do in Idaho for
yeah,
45
I'm
minutes.
Out there. Idaho roller coasters, Idaho fun park.
You guys got a Six Flags in Idaho?
For the Six Flags that have flown over Idaho.
Announcing to everyone
Silver
in the rec room that
park.
It's time to turn your wheelchair away or put your glasses on.
They have roller coasters. Silverwood Theme Park, Boulder Beach. Rides
and slides. I knew they would.
You know there's got to be an unsafe roller coaster in that state.
They got to get some of those homestead assisted living seniors on this roller coaster.
I think every single activity they've got is designed so that they never have to leave their wheelchair.
Oh, that should get them to Six Flags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hope to see you all in Idaho someday, and no matter what, it's all love. Huh. Yes, brother.
Yes.
Yeah. Fucking finally. We're never getting emails from people that are on our wavelength, you know? It's nice to hear someone who's just putting fucking positive vibrations out into the universe. Thank you.
Positive vibes about Idaho.
Yes.
Graham, maybe you're the one who's going to get sucked off by a podcast in Idaho.
You know what? My mouth's already open.
Blake, frankly, seemed confused and disoriented.
Yeah. Plus, there's three of us left that didn't get picked.
Whole podcast sucked me off?
Only podcast member not choosed for suck off? Choosed. Jesus. Yeah. While we're at it, I have one brief email here. This is specifically for you, Lucy.
Oh.
This is from listener Holly, who writes, listening to older friend of the show voice bonus episodes, and the one from mid-February 2020, Junk in the Trunk, Lucy has ordered 50 pounds of flour from Costco. How's the progress on that? From your listener, Holly, from Massachusetts.
First of all, that you've gone too far back into our catalogue, I feel like.
I think we were we funny then? Was it okay?
Maybe we no longer know what has happened. Then?
I'm not sure when we became funny.
And it was only February, so we weren't like depressed alcoholics or anything at the time because it hadn't set in yet.
We couldn't have been doing this for 3 years by that point not be funny.
Yeah. Oh, it had set in for me by then. So I bought that when I was living in Honolulu. I think it was just at the start of the pandemic because I would have got an Instacart order because that's the only way would have got anything from Costco, and got an enormous bag of flour. And let me tell you, I made some bread. Do you guys remember that? Do you guys remember making bread?
I remember finding out that you were making bread and being somewhat taken aback.
Yeah.
It just doesn't fit within your kind of...
No, I really didn't. We went a little crazy back then. But then I moved back to Australia in August, and I left that bag of flour
with your friend Andrew,
with Jesse, when we broke up.
Yeah.
And I have no idea. I assume he didn't take it with him.
Jesse.
You know what? I'm going to find out. I'm going to be like, what you do with that flour? Where is it?
Yeah.
What that flour?
I
want
it back. Can I have it back?
Give me my fucking flour back, asshole.
Yeah.
Ship.
Husband took flour in the divorce. Yeah.
Ship those 42 pounds of millipede infested flour to me at your expense.
I took my PlayStation 4. He kept the flour. You know, these things happen.
Hey, do you remember how several minutes ago we were talking about rickety old roller coasters? Well, that's the sort of thing you might expect to find in America. And we'll talk about those in America Watch.
America.
There's probably nothing else going on in America at the moment.
Thank goodness.
Do you want to talk about it?
Mm. Do you want to? Really, really put it. He put his whole pussy into that.
He really signed like 50 executive orders or whatever within like the first 10 minutes, it seems.
Yeah.
And they're all really fucking bad.
They're all really bad.
Yeah, it's like, number one, be evil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Sorry for getting political for a second.
Hey, keep that shit to yourself.
This is from WYOU in Pennsylvania. The U.
Me?
That's a That's a good one.
The W is silent.
That's right.
The podcast host that thinks that everything's being spoken directly to him. Me?
Huh? I'm the listener.
I'm the listener.
Pennsylvania grandfather in legal battle over backyard coaster.
Hell yes. Yes.
Yeah. That's that good shit. You wouldn't get that over here.
No.
No, because of woke.
Because of the nanny state. The nanny state to come down on you.
Karate won't let you build your own roller coaster.
I don't think he... Well, you'll see.
You're not even meant to build your own house, let alone a roller coaster.
Yeah. They don't even let you do your own 240-volt electrical work. Pathetic. Fucked up. Some people build swing sets for their grandkids, but Michael Chorba of Columbia County has taken that a step further.
Yeah.
He's refurbished an old roller coaster on his property.
Hell yes.
That's a bunch of steps. I would say, like, the step above a swing set would be like a really cool cubby house that's like up in a tree house, maybe.
You bought a property that had a roller coaster on it previously.
I think he bought the roller coaster and then refurbished it.
Because sometimes they're just selling roller coasters. Yeah, no, no, something like
I guess
they,
so.
They decommission them and like other places buy the roller coasters.
Yeah, this beheaded too many toddlers. So do you want it?
Well, but the thing is, you take that, ooh, you take the coaster, the behead mobile,
yeah,
and you sell it to a different country,
yeah,
and no one knows anymore, right?
Azerbaijan,
yeah,
yeah, you don't know that it's haunted.
What are they doing with the old spooky coaster? It's been closed for so long; it's not reopened. What are they doing with the Scooby-Doo spooky coaster?
What are they building in there?
Can I have the old one?
You've got to be really upset if you show up with your wife to buy the coaster, and the guy selling it says, "Oh, can't believe I finally managed to sell the murder coaster."
They're all kind of named like that.
Yeah, they're already called that.
Yeah, the Tower of Certain Death. Oh, we can't use this anymore. It killed people. He's refurbished an old roller coaster on his property. However, keeping the ride has been a journey full of twists and turns because officials say it violates local zoning laws.
Yeah. Also like a roller coaster.
Yeah, except it's like if the roller coaster had like a hard right angle in it and that was the only twist. It's like, oh, you can't actually have a roller coaster here.
Yeah, just sudden stop.
Yeah. No.
Like being on the roller coaster that did the whole tick, 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 tick thing to the top of the rise and then it went, okay, we're going back down. Tick, 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 and just took you back.
It actually can be a lot better if you do that a bunch of times.
Oh, the cuck coaster?
Yeah.
You get to sit over here and watch the edge.
Are you brave enough to go on the edge? It lasts for hours. Only up. No down. quote, some people collect or buy antique cars and fix them up. This is very similar. It's just a lot more fun, said Chorba.
Look, I don't want to drag this guy I don't know, but I think I dispute the characterization of buying a secondhand roller coaster as being just like buying a car.
Yeah.
I don't think it is like that.
Probably get to use a wrench on both. So they got that in common.
Got wheels.
Yes. The similarities are
endless.
More and more. Chorba has a yard full of refurbished amusement park rides for his grandkids to enjoy.
Mm.
Imagine your old grandpa.
Yeah.
You rock up and he gives you like a couple of coins that have his face on them. He says, go nuts at Grandpa Land.
Tell the kids at school and they go, oh, your granddad's the one with the Michael Jackson house?
Well, I bet none of the kids believe you. I go to my grandpa's house and he has the roller coasters and all of the roller coaster rides and we're allowed to go on them as much as we want.
He's got the swinging
want.
Ship ride and he's got the spinning ride and the spinning teacups.
He's got the claw and a wipeout. No, he fucking doesn't.
Lying is a sin, and you get punched in the gut again.
Did we cover a story
get
like
right
this?
With God.
Or was it just in the Discord? There was an Australian guy like this, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Did you guys see that? I feel like there was a very similar story of an Australian man. I'm going to find it. You keep talking.
Okay. His most recent addition? Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. Let me go back here. Quote, they really enjoy this. I do this for them. You can't put a price on memories, he told us.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, but like you can build like good like memories with your grandkids without like buying roller coasters probably. You could like take them fishing. The old waterhole.
You can put a price on memories in the movie Total Recall.
Yes.
You can take them to see Mystic River.
Yep. Hey kids. I've got something that's just as fun as a roller coaster. It's a roller coaster of emotion.
That's right.
Directed by Clint Eastwood. I'll explain who Clint Eastwood is in the car.
Oh, you haven't heard of Clint? Oh, you don't know Clint Eastwood?
Oh, you guys are in for such an exciting day.
I wish I was experiencing it for the first time.
This is your first watch of Mystic River? Fuck. This is going to hit you like a ton of bricks. And like on this viewing, you'll be thinking about it from the perspective of the child who gets killed. And later on as an adult, you'll be thinking about it from the perspective of one of the parents, you know? There's so much to be
138 minutes, that is.
Yeah. Oh, that's not a joke. I don't know if I've told this story in the podcast, but when I was 12, my dad took me to see Mystic River after seeing the name in the paper of like what the movies were. And then after the movie was just like, it's not really what I thought it'd be about, Luce.
I thought it'd be about something magical. Yeah. Maybe there's a kelpie or a water horse in the river or something.
Yeah, just straight up thought it would be that. I was, yep, like 12.
Oh, if I was awesome. Going to take my 12-year-old to a Clint Eastwood movie, it'd probably be like Every Which Way But Loose, where he's having fun with a monkey.
Yeah.
Probably not Mystic River.
Definitely.
We didn't leave the cinema either. He just went with it. It was just like, all right, well, it's happening.
This reminds me, like, related, not entirely the same thing. Like, early on when Caitlin and I were dating, we went to Blockbuster. It was still open at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Get some DVDs, and I was like, oh, I haven't seen Silence of the Lamb in like 15 years. Silence of the Lambs in like 15 years, right? Like, I remember being like,
seen it in so long they added another lamb.
Another lamb.
It's like Alien Aliens. Silence of the Lambs. There's way more lambs. Action
packed one. And
Mandela effect.
Yeah. It was around the time when the inmate jerks off and throws his cum on Jodie Foster, when I was like, oh, this is way nastier than I remember. This movie's actually super nasty.
It's super nasty.
There's some pretty nasty stuff in there, yeah. When he wears the guy's face.
Yeah.
That whole thing about wearing somebody's skin, you know?
Completely tore it apart, degreased it, painted it, reupholstered all new seats and new stainless steel hardware, he explained.
I think he needs that grease, dude. You should put some grease back on there.
Lap bars are on the way to finalize the renovations. Good call. However, it's been a bumpy ride keeping the coaster in action. Chauba owns the land where the ride sits, but it's zoned as agricultural, putting it in violation of Mount Pleasant Township zoning laws.
It's a zoning problem.
Yeah. Chauba says it's been an unexpected uphill process getting the permits for the coaster.
It's usually after Chauba uphill.
Probably an equal amount of downhill.
To be expected.
Yeah.
Tick, 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 tick.
After Chauba received the violation, he attended a hearing where the decision received a split vote from the board keeping the coaster in violation. Quote, we filed an appeal in a timely manner and we're just waiting for the next process of that appeal. Chauba says the appeal was filed in the summer. We reached out to the Mount Pleasant Township zoning officer who told us the appeal went to Columbia County Court, was then sent back to the township. Now the township is waiting on a court order to hold a second hearing. This leaves the fate of Chauba's coaster in limbo. Quote, ultimately, if it fails, they would fine me, and at that point, I'd have to try and disassemble and try and find a new buyer for the coaster. Chauba hopes he can keep the coaster on its tracks for his family to enjoy for years to come.
Chauba's coaster.
That's like a movie, right?
Yeah.
Where it's like the whole town.
Greek tragedy.
Like... have I ever told Chauba's you the tale dance? Of Chauba's coaster? I thought... maybe I'd give you, because, you know, it's hard to tell. Maybe the people in the surrounding area are like, yeah, that's, you know, it's not agricultural, so you should probably get rid of that. But sometimes, you know, a community backs one of its members, which I think is really beautiful. So I thought I'd give you a selection of some of the comments from the Facebook group that he started called Save Pappy's Roller Coaster. First one. This is unreal. A pappy set this up for his grandchildren on his property. Let them alone. Just a harmless pappy.
Just a harmless Pennsylvania pappy.
That post was also accompanied by a memoji of the person who posted it doing a face palm.
Mm-hmm.
That lets you know anything about the age of the poster.
Well, I mean, it indicates, you know, more thought and effort from the person because they did have to make their emoji look like themselves instead of just using it out of the box.
I tried to make a memoji and I'm either too young or too old to make one, it turns out.
Oh, you kind of don't. We believe in you. You don't really like have any features, so it's kind of hard to represent you in memoji.
Featureless guy.
Yeah.
Like that first Joker you get in Bellatro.
Yeah. This is nothing on there. Plus four malt. What's that? Nothing. The government just needs to stand down and leave the man and his family alone. They're always trying to control everything and everyone. Shaking my head.
Yeah. So true.
They're always trying to stop you from having a roller coaster in your backyard, and I'm fucking sick of it.
You're not even allowed to endanger your own kids anymore. You know, we used to play on tire swings.
We used to drink out of the hose. We used to beat the shit out of our kids.
We used to beat them.
We used to just like punch them, like closed fist. Like, punch our kids.
We'd be, we'd be reading.
To hit my kids with a tire iron. Yeah. It was
crazy. We've been reading. What's the fucking rabbit? What's the rabbit thing by Beatrix Potter?
Peter Rabbit.
Peter Rabbit.
Yeah.
And all the stories, they're like, Peter Rabbit went into the garden without, you know, he went on a nasty little adventure. When he got home, his parents beat him. Oh. They're all like ending with like the rabbits getting
are they really
beaten with sticks? Yeah.
I don't remember this.
Yeah.
Did you get like the
your parents make you a special Peter Rabbit?
We bought
these handwritten pages
from,
glued in here.
From the op shop. We got like a 40-year-old version.
Oh, maybe they
updated them. That's probably what
that is.
Yeah. Yeah. You got the beatdown remix.
I swear to God.
Hey, I hit my kids with a belt and I turned out fine.
Yeah.
Another one here. It's his yard. I thought we'd live in America. You can't own a roller coaster in America? That's not right. I really hope he gets to keep his coaster.
Yeah, it's called Fourth Amendment.
They're like 30 American flag emojis.
Oh, my God. Thought this was America.
Thought this was America.
Until
they told me, you're not allowed to have a roller coaster there, sir.
Yeah.
I love this picture. Not America? Of it. It's like a shitty, like, carnival roller coaster.
Yeah. It's like it's
a wooden
traveling
ride.
One. Not yeah. A,
it's no not, banks, it's nothing turns. Crazy, but it's also incredibly ugly. It's yeah. It's an eyesore.
Your roller coaster is ugly. We said it.
We said it. We can say that.
Court rules. Roller coaster look like a dish rag. Dong dong.
Or autistic. Sure looks like something your family enjoys. No different than an ATV on your land.
Yeah, and that it'll also kill you.
Yeah, those things kill kids like mad.
Oh, you've got child killer A and you're not allowed to? Well, what about having child killer B?
Rules.
What happened to the land of the free? Awesome that you did this for your grandkids. I don't think he did it for his grandkids. I think he did it because he has a special interest.
Yeah, I think he likes it. This is like his model train set. It has nothing to do with
the kids. Special interest?
Yeah. Oh, my God. You'd fall so deep into a roller coaster hole if you, like, could.
Yeah. Imagine you're on, like, refurbished roller coaster YouTube all day. Like,
oh, my God. It'd be so good. Going to conventions.
Mm.
Oh, your child killer does this as well? I think this is the end game of that guy that, like in far north Queensland, where he's just like building everything from scratch, some tools and like a tent and fishing pole to catch fish. It's all leading
eventually
up to him building a fully featured powered launch roller coaster.
Yeah. Powered launch roller coaster from scratch? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, but not in Columbia County, Mount Pleasant Township. You should be ashamed. This is America, Donald Trump.
Sorry, that's just at the end of that comment.
Yeah, that's it. So either
please,
he's
Mr.
citing
President.
His posts, or he's just sort
Pro
of invoking
or anti?
Him. Yeah. Another one here. All caps. I'm not going to yell all of it, but
please do.
Typical government overreach, abuse of power. Must be Dems. Shame on them. Now, a little editor's note I've added here: 2/3 of the board are Republicans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. One more here. I stand with you, Mike. Most definitely an egregious overreach on their part, and the only reason I could think of is possible jealousy.
Yes.
Jealousy is a disease, bitch. Yeah. Get
roller
well
coasters
soon.
Too fly.
You think the
they're
going
to kill you for this.
The board of the township of Mount Pleasant is like, I can't believe he has a fucking roller coaster.
I want it gone.
Tear that fucker down.
Can I issue a position on behalf of the podcast here?
Yeah. Woman on top. Give it a try.
Woman on top. Give it a try. And also, talk a big game if you want, but unless you take your gun down there, you don't really believe in that man's right to have a roller coaster.
Yeah. Why don't you take your arms down there and stand up for him?
Yeah.
Do something.
Defend
take on
this
the
brave American.
What was that wildlife refuge where the Bundys? Clive and Bundy and the other Bundys got out there with their guns and said, don't you charge us 2 cents a head per year for gisting our cattle. I'll kill you.
Come and take it.
Do that. Get like 40 guys down there, a couple of pickup trucks, a couple of rifles.
Yeah.
And then in the
you
background.
You can come in here and take this coaster.
Try it.
Once he's done, You can ride that thing while guarding it.
Yeah, true.
It's not going to be a,
not an easy shot.
Once you've successfully scared the police away, they'll just be gone for good.
they're just like doing loops on the roller coasters, firing their rifles at the FBI. Six Sepulturanos.
Just killed five ATF agents riding the roller coaster. You know, it's not that fun.
No.
Now that I'm on it.
Waco would have been a lot funnier if they were
a roller coaster.
On a roller coaster.
No, the roller coaster goes in one door of the compound and comes out the other side and they're all on fire. Oh.
No.
You think that's fun, Theo?
Jeez.
Yeah.
That was really fucked up.
For you?
What they did there. That's right. Hey. I bet if he removed that roller coaster from his life, there'd be a hole there. We talk about holes in the hole report.
I actually really love this hole. I think it's a unique hole, and I think it's difficult. And I think it is going roller. And
it's an old hole.
Throwback hole.
I don't know
report.
How I got the hole original there. That's strange.
The original hole?
Podcast title. From KPNX in Arizona, Saguaro National Park completes project sealing 150 abandoned copper mines.
This is really a story about a lack of hole then.
I think he had too many holes.
They bunged up all their holes?
150 holes filled?
Sounds to me like we got a case of a politician who's a bit of a flip-flopper. Sounds like they used to be pro-hole.
Yeah.
Now they're anti-hole.
Oh, they're anti-hole.
I think the politicians that were pro-hole were in like the 1850s. And now... Yeah.
Typical politicians changing their minds after 100 years or so.
Visitors at Saguaro National Park should always watch their step. There are rattlesnakes, after all. But now, at least, they won't have to worry about falling into an old mine.
But I do still have to worry about the rattlesnakes?
Rattlesnakes still there. Yeah. Also, it's like fucking 45 degrees. So, like, don't. We went through Saguaro National Park just recently, actually. It was very nice.
Now, if I was there, cool. I would have kicked some of the rattlesnakes into the holes before sealing them up.
Yeah. Smart. Yeah. A teenage boy fell down a 40-foot shaft after getting too close to the edge in the 1970s.
Skill issue.
Fortunately, he was rescued and survived, but wildlife, including bobcats, deer, and desert tortoises inside the park haven't been as lucky.
No. Just imagine a tortoise taking one step too far.
Oh, my God. It took him like 4 days to get to the edge of the hole, didn't see it there.
Then he's in the bobcat pit.
And they've been in there for a while because they've been feeding on the deer.
Oh, they are angry.
Deathmatch down there. PvP is on.
Hey, the bobcat pit? I thought they closed that place down. Quote, "The abandoned mines have probably been a source of significant wildlife mortality for over 100 years," said Saguaro National Park biologist Don
up
Swan.
I have never thought about
animals falling into holes.
Animals have just fallen into mine.
Yeah, animals seem to have more presence of mind in the physical realm than we do. Like, you don't see animals trip over or stumble a lot, you know?
Yeah. Because they're thinking about, like, when they said you too to the person at the pizza shop.
And that frees up their mind to, like, be aware of what their feet are doing, I guess.
Yeah, they don't have mental illness.
Yeah. We could probably find a way to give it to them with technology.
Give turtles autism.
Desert tortoise with roller coaster in backyard?
Question mark.
We put him in there. He just won't hop out.
Some of those are literally vertical shafts that go down into the earth. Now, to me, this is a very fun way for a biologist to describe a mine shaft. It's literally a vertical shaft that goes down into the earth.
That's a classic hole type.
Yeah. That's a shaft, brother.
That's a shaft.
10 kinds of hole.
What's the kind of vertical hole that goes into the ground? Shaft. You can see it.
Yeah. Shaft.
Prospectors looking for copper in the late 1800s didn't adopt the leave no trace mindset.
Yeah.
I don't think that was really a thing in the 1800s, to be honest.
They were too busy either killing or fucking each other. Out there digging in the dirt.
And they loved it.
After 5 years of painstaking work, the dangerous deep holes have been secured or backfilled by park employees.
Yeah.
Yeah, who else getting the holes
getting backfilled? Getting the holes backfilled by park employees.
Now, on the bright side, it does mean... It does mean that, like, we've stopped some turtles falling down into random holes. But it does mean that there is like a chance of some percentage of turtles that have fallen in that were still alive having to look up and see the hole being sealed over.
Yeah, they've spent the last week climbing out. Yeah.
They're going to make it this time.
They're coming to get me. Yeah. Somebody knows I'm here.
And instead, they find out they're getting the...
It's very scary to me because it's a big change for my normal routine.
Yeah, they're getting the Pharaoh's servant treatment instead. Down there with a coyote. Which one of us is the Pharaoh?
A survey conducted years ago revealed the extent of the problem. More than 210 mines scattered throughout the park, with approximately 150 posing significant safety risks to people and animals. Many of the abandoned mines are in remote areas, which meant they had to be filled in by hand. Most of the muscle was provided by teenage youth crews. What?
What?
Hey?
How come?
Standing around in chucks, kicking dirt into the hole.
So because they're in a like remote location, like the hottest place on earth, you had to do it with teenagers?
You got the teenage boy crew out.
I'm going to make a grim prediction here, Ben. I'm assuming this detail is not provided in the story. I think this is a scared straight teens. This is a teens in juvie who are in one of those fucked up camps that they send them to.
Maybe Stanley Eelnats.
Maybe rehab?
They got a bunch of Stanley Eelnatses out there.
Yeah.
I'm thinking they give them the Minecraft real life experience.
Oh.
Are you kids always liking Minecraft on your iPads?
You're always on your Minecraft. You love Minecraft.
Check this out.
Yelling real survival Minecraft. Mode just before I push a teen in the middle of the back into the shaft.
Quote, young people get a chance to work outdoors and get some experience in a national park and get paid for it, Swan said.
Okay.
Okay.
Like, all right. I don't just say a chance to work outdoors, because that kind of sounds like they're, you know, maybe if they're like
to do it.
Or like that they're labor. Like by a brook counting the trout population or something in a beautiful wooded glen.
Is that your idea of working outdoors, Ben?
Oh,
is that what you believe working outdoors to be?
Oh, it's a beautiful outdoors. Glen? This is a harsh
maybe a bubbling
outdoors.
Brook.
It's a cruel, cruel outdoors.
There's not a brook for miles out there.
No.
It's a brookless society.
To find a brook.
Brookless society?
Place with no brooks? quote, we try to target most of our physical labor for the cool months of the year.
Yeah, we just don't have any of those here.
How about don't fucking try? Just like maybe have like a hard and fast rule.
Just a rule, probably.
No teens out there digging holes in the Arizona summer.
These are mine shafts that have been there for like 150 years. They're not getting shaftier.
They're only getting more full of tortoises.
You can probably wait 6 months, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take it easy for a little while, okay?
Do you think they're like, well, we've been waiting for it to cool down in the Arizona desert.
Yeah.
And we think we should probably just get started now.
And we're bored. Phone's flat. No more Balatro.
Yep.
I'm not putting it on my phone. That seems like a...
Oh, you shouldn't. It's
a
bad.
Risky prospect.
It's bad on there.
Is it on your phone, Theo?
Yeah.
When it's 110 degrees out there, it's really difficult to spend all day throwing rock into a hole in the ground.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, so 110 degrees.
Don't fucking do it. Like, maybe just don't. Like, if it's 110 degrees, don't throw rock into a hole in the ground, because that sounds fucking stupid what you're describing. Let the teens stay inside and play Minecraft.
Yeah, let them play Minecraft. Do it in the middle of the night. Get them out there at nighttime. Teens love the eve.
43 Celsius.
Their body clocks are completely different. Yeah. Making them wake up early for school actually fucks them up. They should be in the middle of the desert at midnight
teens
filling it holes.
That's
exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
How about this? If we're going to really try and craft a good experience for these teens in this program, number one, they can sleep all through the day, right?
Yes.
They love that.
Number two, you take them out at nighttime. Number three, you hook up a sick sound system and be playing some stoner rock while they're
Queens
doing
of the Stone
this.
Age, I was absolutely thinking.
Maybe let the teens pass around a one-hitter.
Yes. You know? Travis Feel Scott.
Fill in a hole.
V-Bucks.
Yeah.
Well, like think about it.
Travis Scott
and
concert.
You can finger each other.
V-Bucks for digging hole?
V-Bucks and Travis Scott for digging hole?
I offer
Midnight
you...
Midnight hole dog?
Fortnite skin dog. For hole filling?
If I offer you two scenarios as a teen, one of which is I take you out into the Arizona desert when it's 43 degrees and I make you work as long as physically possible throwing rocks into a hole. Or you get to sleep in as late as you like, maybe watch some TV in the afternoon, the evening, while you're waiting for it to get real dark. And then I take you out there, I let you hit a joint with some mids in it, so nothing crazy happens, you know, but you're in the groove. We put on some Caius, maybe, you know?
Yes.
And then I'm like, hey, what do you reckon we can piff into that hole? Just a bit stoned with your buddies listening to Caius, and you're allowed to throw whatever the fuck you want into a big hole in the night?
Thumb by Caius playing? Throwing objects in a hole at midnight?
Now we're talking.
Mildly stoned? Because the weed's too strong these days.
Bonus
you give
points,
me just a little puff?
Bonus points if you can get the teens to think it's their idea.
Yeah.
Dude, we're getting paid $10 an hour to do this.
You say, hey,
do this for free.
Hey, six pack of beer to the first one to hit the turtle down there.
They don't even want the beer anymore.
Yeah, they just want
six
vapes.
Pack of La Croix.
Ketamine. Hey, ketamine and
do?
Vapes.
If what are you going to do, smoke your uncle's weed? Right. He's always putting tobacco in it. It's no good. Makes you feel sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to use Damiana for your spin. Plus, it's a natural aphrodisiac. Gets you in touch with your body.
Yeah, but none of that until you've filled in the hole.
Yeah. Hole's got to be full first, and then we'll get in touch with your body, and then you're immediately escorted out of the room.
Well, we won't be. Yeah, we're not getting in touch with your body. Yeah. You're getting in touch
with
your body.
Yeah,
Jacob Elordi lookalike contest in this hole.
Oh, can we talk about this?
Can we stop? Like,
fucking,
I've had enough.
Knock it off.
I've had enough.
This shit's not funny or fun.
Yeah.
Are we going back around to stuff we should chat about?
Yeah. This is another. I don't get why it started or who thought it's fun. Knock it off.
What are you talking about?
There's
you
like Harry Styles lookalike contest in my bedroom. There's Jacob Elordi lookalike contest in the park.
Like a pub in, I think it's either Sydney or Melbourne, is doing a Willem Dafoe lookalike contest this week because they all just want to go viral because that like one Timothy Chalamet one blew up. It went viral. Because
no
Timothy Chalamet
went there,
right?
About.
I think sick of this shit.
I'm so sick of it, Ben.
As a society, I wanna issue a challenge on this paywalled episode of an Australian podcast. I wanna issue a challenge to global society.
Listen
challenge
up, world.
Issued to whole society.
Listen up, world. The global society that we're all a part of, whether we want to admit it
speaking.
Or not. Here's my
a
challenge.
Five podcast is speaking.
Here's my challenge. Learn to get better at recognizing when it's done.
Yeah.
Fucking let it go. I don't need to hear Hawk Tua again. I don't.
Yeah.
It should have been done months ago.
I
just
wonder how.
Close
what,
the fucking window, you know?
Or what order of magnitude more like her listens are compared to ours for her podcast.
I don't want to know about that either.
Very upsetting.
But, you know, we have integrity.
Ubuntu coin will be online next week.
We're doing, what do we call it? Is a tug and dump? Is that what she did?
Yeah, we're doing
a cock pull, yes.
Cock pulled by Buena Vista? Quote, It can be very discouraging for a while, but then as that level of dirt rises, it really feels great, Swan said.
For you or for the teens?
Like... Yeah, you as the teen supervisor.
I think that's kind of beautiful. There's beauty in hard work. There's satisfaction in looking down and seeing that hole fill.
Someone should write that down on a...
Looking down and seeing your hole getting filled.
Yes, looking down and seeing yourself filling a hole also can be very nice sometimes.
Wistfully asking someone, hey, you ever see a hole get filled in the Arizona desert?
Would you like to?
Yeah. Good time. I could swing out there.
Each mine site is unique. That's beautiful. And not all can be filled with dirt rocks.
Every hole is different. We know that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And all valid. Mines that are historically significant, provide habitat for bats, or are too deep to fill were covered with metal grates or gates.
Hole too deep?
Hole too significant?
Can't be filled?
If the only thing you got to do is block off the top of the hole, it sounds like you could just be doing that to all of them. You
know? Yeah, instead of getting your teens out there shoveling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It sounds like you just want to make teens shovel, which is weird.
Yeah, you want to see them out there in the desert? All sweaty?
Yeah.
They're hot.
Filling Tyler.
Pop that shirt off, Tyler. He's sweating through your shirt.
Tyler, let me take that and wring some of the sweat out of it for you.
We're not making specific accusations about Saguaro National Park biologist Don Swan, who loves to watch teens sweat.
Loves to watch a sweaty teen fill a hole, you know?
No, we don't have to.
We don't have to, no. We do this for the sheer love of it.
Don doesn't have to.
Those teens don't have to do any of this.
Put a grate on top and fucking call it a day.
If we heard Don Swan describing the situation on a phone call as we were walking past, my teens aren't filling that hole fast enough. You'd think this guy sounded stupid and like a pedophile.
I think you could split the difference and put a grate in like a few meters down the hole and then just fill that in with rocks and dirt.
That's how you get grandma in a sinkhole.
Then the hole's just gone.
Then grandma's gone.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to that woman. With the mines now secured, park staff can focus on their original mission.
Whatever the fuck that was.
Whatever that was.
Cactus watching.
Figuring out what happened to all these tortoises.
Preserving this slice of the Sonoran Desert for generations to explore.
Wonderful.
Quote, for us, it really feels great, Swan said. Feels like a significant achievement. Yeah, for you. Not for the teens.
Not for the teens that did all the hard work.
Yeah.
Well, they're probably terrible. Ripped now. Probably a bunch of like really ripped and shredded teens around Saguaro National Park.
Desert teens too strong?
That was like unbelievably definitely an episode of the podcast. Punta Vista, thank you so much for joining us on this. Another crazy ride. If you have any questions or comments, sort of like sit on them for a little while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like for a week.
Stew.
And then if you still feel compelled to speak, hit us up, mailbag@buenavista.com. We'll probably ignore you if it's via any other channel.
Mm-hmm. Or consider shouting it into your favorite pillow.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's valid. Your pronouns is wrong.
That's valid. Yeah. You're getting it out into the universe, you know?
Yes. Yeah. And because we're all vibrations. We're all vibrations on the same guitar string, brother.
If we're meant to hear it,
you and I.
Yes.
If we're meant to hear it, we will.
In the mathematics of infinity, we were all the same thing once. It's all happened before, you know?
It will happen again. Our vibrations will converge.
I'll be your mother. You'll be my mother. We'll be brothers. We'll be lovers. We'll be all of it. So don't send that email.
At one point or another, we're all going to be a sweaty teen named Tyler in the Arizona desert.
Yeah, weirdly shredded sweaty teen who's on government ketamine as a bribe.
Everybody's looking at us and thinking, he had to have been working out before he got here. Right?
You know what fucking sickens me? I don't want to get political again. It's just because it happened today and it's like sitting like up close in my chest. Is that you know that funding's going away. No more V-Buck money.
Yeah.
You know, for the national parks. No more ketamine money for the hole digging teens. 4 years. We can get through this. Stay strong. And we'll see you on the free episode. Goodbye.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
I grew up in a town, dancing on the alabaster. Some days I'd burn it down.
If I could buy the gasoline, the streets are filled, day in and out, little monsters. That's life, I guess. And every day is Halloween.